You're listening to Vatican Radio.
And our own Veronica Scaresbrick is in Mexico City with Pope Francis and sent us this report on today's activities.
While Pope Francis comes to Mexico to walk with the people, he has also begged a chance to pray on his own. You'll have guessed where. It's before the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which he says inspires security and tenderness. She is our mother, he insists, who cares, protects, and leads a people. His request has been granted, and on Saturday, on the first full day of his apostolic journey, he'll be shown into a sort of secret room, the camarín, as they call it here, located directly behind the altar of the Basilica of the Shrine, which houses this image. To get to it, a sort of mini bank vault has to be unlocked, and for this fleeting occasion, the image will be turned towards the Pope, rather than towards the congregation, gathered there for Holy Mass. You're probably familiar with the 16th century image of Our Lady, framed by a pink almond-shaped oval with the rays of the sun all around, wearing a green-blue cloak, decorated with stars and standing on a crescent moon. The moon being symbolic of Mexico, as the word means navel of the moon. Known as the Morenita, she appeared as a mestizo of mixed race, so symbolic of the unity of Mexican people. Pope Francis makes requests, but also courteously accepts invitations. Naturally from the nation's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, at the impressive Palacio Nacional, seat of the federal executive in Mexico. Located at the heart of the city, the building with its stylish colonial red façade overlooks the elegant Plaza de la Constitución, known as El Zócalo. Part of the stone used for it was stolen from the original palace of the Aztec emperor, Montezuma II, also in the early 16th century. It is there that Pope Francis delivers his first speech on Saturday morning to the Mexican nation, in the presence of civil authorities, civil society, and the diplomatic corps. The second speech is to the bishops, fittingly in the city's Metropolitan Cathedral of the Assumption, with its Dona Maria bell, which pealed for 2 hours to welcome the Pope to town on Saturday evening. An ornate colonial building which, like all the rest of this capital city, sinks into the spongy soil of what was once an azure lake, one which houses a massive gold altar, I mean really massive. That's why, perhaps, the Guardia Federal keeps guard inside the precincts of the cathedral. In Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.